Episode 3232, But Fear Not.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for the weekend? Oh, yes, it's Friday. Yay! And that means, guess what? It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And have you looked at the calendar? I mean, like, seriously, have you looked at the calendar? It is December 1st. Yes, it's December 1st. That means you have 24 days until Christmas. Is your shopping list ready? Is it done? Wait, is your to-do list? What about the Christmas tree? Okay, all I can say is I am so far behind. That's because I've been dealing with everybody else's stuff. And so now it's confession day and we're just going to have a great time because you know what? But fear not. That's all I got to say. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. We'll take a deep breath because, yes, December has officially hit. We are on countdown, not only till Christmas, whatever holiday you're celebrating in the month of December, birthdays even. Man, we've got a slew of birthdays here in December also, and the brand new kickoff to a beautiful brand new year. Are you ready for 2024? Well, we can't get ahead of ourselves, but we do need to remember the holiday season. And with the holiday season, it's often depicted as a time of joy, love, and togetherness with family and friends. However, for many of us, it can also be a period of overwhelming stress. But fear not. Fear not, my friend. From juggling family obligations to dealing with financial pressures and managing expectations, the holiday season can leave us feeling drained and exhausted. However, with a little planning and a few self-care strategies, you can minimize stress. Wouldn't that be great? Before it actually overwhelms you. Now, where are you right now? Are you drowning in your list? Are you saying, huh, talk about checking it twice. There's no way I want to be Santa Claus this year. I've got too much to do. My boss is demanding too much. My kids are demanding too much. My spouse is demanding too much. Man, my neighbors are demanding too much. My community, my church, it just seems like everything is pounding at your front door, which then pounds at your heart. And sometimes it's like, how do I get through to the next moment, let alone the next day? We've got to figure out how we can minimize that stress and truly understand the real reason for this beautiful season. And I know we get lost in our list. I know I do. In fact, just recently, probably not more than a couple hours ago, I was Christmas shopping online, if I can be so honest. I wasn't going to the stores. However, I am one of those store shoppers. I do like going out. I do like window shopping. I do like holding it in my hand. But if I know the person well enough and I know what I'm going after, I have no problem buying it online in the comfort of my own home, within my own four walls, on my own schedule, which means I can be up at what I am shopping and taking care of the to-do list. But really, where is that getting me? Not to bed early. And so when I don't get to bed early and I wake up a little bit tired and my eyes are a little bit swollen, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, really? That's what you look like? Great. You've aged some more. And here I'm not trying to look aged, but I'm aging. All of a sudden now I'm crabby. I got up on the right side of the bed only to see myself on the wrong side of the bed. Whew. Have you ever had those feelings, those thoughts run through your head? Maybe not exactly that, but you're just like, I just can't do it anymore. Well, you got to keep calm and carry on. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Keep calm and carry on. The holidays are coming whether you want to or not. Whether you want them or not, they're going to be here. And they're going to come at you fast or even faster than you could ever imagine. Why? Well, with age, time speeds up. I don't know how that works, but it really does. I can remember when I was a little girl asking my great-grandma, I don't know why it seems like time, like it goes, oh, forever. It takes forever to become tomorrow. And she's like, oh, sweetheart, you just wait. It will go so fast that you'll be saying, where does the time go? And what do I say now? Where does the time fly? Where does the time go? I don't have enough time in the day. And even if I had 36 or 48 hours to do everything in, I still would not have enough time. You know, you've been there. You've been down that road. So keep calm and carry on. But it's hard for us to do that, right? because we have these expectations that we set. We set a high bar, and sometimes it's the wrong bar. Number one, set realistic expectations. One of the primary sources of stress during the holidays is the pressure that we put on ourselves to create this perfect holiday experience. Remember, perfection is an illusion, right? Christmas is not about creating an illusion. It's about living the life that God intended for us to live through the gift of His risen Son, right? Jesus Christ. So instead of striving for unattainable ideals, focus on what truly matters, spending quality time with loved ones. So prioritize those activities and events that bring you joy and let go of the rest. It's all right. You know what? The to-do list, it's still going to be there. Whether you get it done or not, it's still going to be sitting on your desk or on your smartphone, whatever it is. Simplify your to-do list and delegate tasks to others. Remember, you don't have to do it all alone, but we try. I know. We want to do it. And sometimes I think selfishly we want it because we want that attention. Oh, I got this done. Look at me. I am so good. I don't need anybody's help. Guess what? Make this year a different year. Ask for help. Maybe you need to sit down more than you run around. Think about that for a minute. Because there's no reason for you to be a chicken with its head cut off, right? My mom raised chickens and she had to do horrible things to those chickens. And by the way, I love chicken. I love to eat chicken, but I don't like anyway. You know where I'm going with the story, right? My mom's like, I will never have chickens. They actually did have chickens a few years back on their farm in which they still live. And I just kind of chuckle at that because, you know, she experienced life running around like a chicken with her head cut off. You know, but she wasn't really that, but she was always going. And part of it was because my dad would do the same thing. Why? Well, as a pastor of a church, in the military too. I mean, we were doing everything. Keep calm and carry on. It's important to have realistic expectations during the holiday season. Trying to do too much can lead to stress and burnout. Focus on what truly matters and let go of the rest. I can't help but think of Mother Mary. And Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ. And I can't imagine that the angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, you're going to carry the Son of God. And by the way, you're going to be stressed to the max. And it's going to continue now for 18 years. And it's going to continue further than that because you know your son is the Son of God and he is perfection. And he is from the heavens. He's from God himself. He is God. And so you're going to carry the stress that, well, only you can carry and you're going to feel it. The angel Gabriel didn't say that to Mother Mary. So why do we think here as earthly moms that we have to sit here and act like we've got it all put together all the time and that we have to live in perfection, right? Mary carried perfection in her womb. God doesn't ask us to do that. So why do we put ourselves underneath a microscope like we do? Set realistic expectations. Number two, practice self-care. Let me tell you, we need to hear this preached more often. And I need it preached to me, but I got to tell you, the older I get, the wiser I am. And I do practice self-care, not in a traditional sense, not that I'm going to go get my mani-pedi, not that I'm going to go get my hair done all the time. But I practice self-care differently. If I want to have a lazy morning, I have a lazy morning. If I want to have a day of doing nothing, I have a day of doing nothing. If I want to have a day of doing everything and it is like jam-packed, I have a day of doing everything that's jam-packed. But I practice the way my body needs it, the way my mind needs to comprehend it, and the way my spirit will continue to soar and not feel as if it's like, ugh, I'm just barely going to make it through. Taking care of yourself is essential, especially during the busy holiday season. So make self-care a priority by setting aside time each day for activities that promote relaxation and well-being. Maybe it's taking that bath at night. Engage in those activities that rejuvenate your mind, body, and spirit. You know, you can practice meditation. You can go for a walk. You can read a book. You can enjoy that warm bath that I was telling you about. Prioritize sleep even and make sure to get enough rest each night. You don't want to wake up feeling like your face is swollen because you only got 2 hours of sleep. Been there, done that. You're no longer an elf anymore, right? You've moved up. You're in management. So make some decisions that take care of you. Remember, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So make sure to replenish your energy, right? It's that rejuvenation for your mind, body, and spirit. Practice self-care. And finally, communicate and set boundaries. One thing that we get during the holidays, which is a totally different layer of stress, it's called family dynamics. And we could sit here for hours upon days upon weeks upon months and talk about family dynamics. Because when you have stress and you add in there the family dynamics, man, you have raised everything to a whole nother level during the holidays. So it's essential to communicate openly with your family members and set clear boundaries to avoid conflicts. Be honest about your limitations and discuss your expectations for the holiday season. If you're hurting, tell somebody. If you're having thoughts of, gosh, I just feel lonely and I don't know what to do, tell someone about that. If you're tired and exhausted, tell someone. You do not need to share the holidays and the pain and the hurt that you might be going through by yourself. And when you're honest about your limitations and you discuss your expectations for the holiday season, it can help prevent misunderstandings and reduce tension. And when you do that, what do you think happens with the stress? It goes down too. Also, learn to say no gracefully if an invitation ends up on your doorstep or in your in-mail box. And just because someone requests something doesn't mean that you have to go and do it. If it doesn't align with what you want to do at that moment or in this season of life that you're in, it's okay to say, no, thank you so much for the invitation, but I must pass. You don't even have to give a reason. You have a right to say, no, this is not for me. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first and prioritize your well-being. Don't feel guilty. You can minimize stress and create a more enjoyable and meaningful holiday season. And you do it when you create your now, right? It's moment by moment, being in the presence of your family and friends, knowing what your limitations are for yourself and setting those expectations for others and saying, look, this is where I draw the line. If you're so tired or maybe you hurt yourself, you're feeling a little under the weather, guess what? Order dinner in. Have everybody else potluck Christmas lunch. There's nothing wrong. You don't have to be in the kitchen all day long. I was just having this conversation with my mom about 5 or 6 days ago about truly saying, you know, there's going to come a point where maybe grandma, meaning me, is just going to make the turkey and then everybody else is going to bring all the sides and all the desserts. But grandma will take care of the turkey. Now, right now, oh, no. I still claim the kitchen. It's my kitchen and I'm going to mess it up because I enjoy cooking for the family. I love that. But you know what? I don't know, in about another 5 or 6 years, I may be like, yeah, I'll do the turkey and maybe something else like the gravy and a couple other things. But otherwise, no, everybody brings their sides. And guess what? If they're coming from out of town, they can cook in mama's kitchen. That comes by setting realistic expectations, right? When you create your now, practicing that self-care and communicating openly with your loved ones. Remember, the holidays are about love and connection. Don't let stress overshadow the joy. Take care of yourself during the holiday season, and in doing so, you can better care for others and create lasting memories. You don't want to have those lasting memories spent in a hospital. Unfortunately, there are many families that have no choice, and that's where they are. And my heart breaks for those situations and for those families. And I don't know who all of them are. The ones that I do know, I pray for them. The ones I don't know, I pray for them also because I know God knows. But the holiday season can be truly the most wonderful time of the year, filled with love and happiness and joy. by incorporating these strategies into your routine right now. This is the day to kick off a stress-free holiday. Are you really willing to do that? And be honest with yourself. If you're not there yet, fine. But try to figure out a way to minimize your stress. There's no reason for your blood pressure to skyrocket just because you're trying to do everything. You don't have to be Wonder Woman or Superwoman. You need to be you. That's all God asks of you. Mary was asked to be her, not to be perfect, not to understand everything that was going to happen for 33 years, but to be the beautiful woman that she was becoming. And God knew that he could trust her. God knows he can trust you. Are you willing to trust him in this season of your life? Allow that grace to flow not just for yourself, but for others. And then open up your heart to truly savor the joys of this beautiful holiday season. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.